Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Marie again and it's starting to get cooler. So it's definitely starting to get to the time of the year where it is soup season, as I like to call it. So a nice hearty soup will warm you up, and I'm going to show you how to make one in the Instant Pot. I've not done this before, so this is going to be quite fun. So I'm going to use a pre-pack of leek and potato. So it's going to be a leeky potato soup. It's just pre-packed chopped potato and leeks. And I'm going to add a bit of garlic and some vegetable stock, and there's going to be some cream involved and some pepper. So I like mine quite peppery. Some people wouldn't. So either use as much or as little as you like. So basically, I'm going to do my stock first, so that can be set in. So I've got a stock pot vegetable in a jug. I'm just going to add some hot water from the kettle. I've made this on the stovetop before, which is similar to kind of how I'm doing it today, but obviously what I'd normally do is I'd add the water in the stock pot to a pan and then add in the leek and potato, garlic, and allow to boil and then simmer for a while. So this will kind of alleviate a lot of that time with the Instant Pot. So, and I'm also going to be using to blend, depending on what your kitchen's equipped with, you might choose something different. If you've got an immersion blender, very lucky. I've got a Nutribullet, so it's going to take me a bit of time to do it, but I've got two pots, so it's fine. Yeah, I'll just have to do it bit by bit, but that's okay. So I'm just stirring up the veggie stock. You can just use water. I like a bit of flavour. And let that absorb. Now, a lot of people say if your stock is around 500 millilitres. I'm never that precise. I could be. but I like to kind of, when you're using an Instant Pot, you always have to make sure that you're covering the ingredients. So I'm going to pop the chopped leek and potatoes in. Obviously you can buy your own leek and potatoes and chop them yourselves, but for ease I prefer doing this, and it's all fresh, so you know, if you've got some in the house or you grow your own, then perfect. But it's just a nice easy soup. You can always use all sorts of different veggies, but this is obviously quite a creamy soup, so I'm just gonna grab some frozen garlic that I usually get bulbs of garlic and then chop them up and freeze them myself, just so I don't have to do that every time I cook, which is quite useful. So I'll just put it in some foil and into a freezer bag. So I've added probably around a clove to two cloves. Again, quite like strong flavours in our house. And then what I'm going to do is add the stock. Now, depending on how much I've done here, I probably should measure it next time, but I'm going to pour that in. So the cream is to thicken it up, but we won't do that stage until I've pressure cooked the veggies. So need a little bit more water than that.
just to cover. So I'll just add a bit of cold. And this has got, it's got garlic in, so it's very nutritious. What the Instant Pot tends to do, so when you do a stovetop, you would find that your water will escape because of the steam that rises. But when you pressure cook, you don't lose any of your liquid, which is why they always say you have to make sure your ingredients are covered in order to ensure the food cooks and doesn't burn. So just turn that on, and I'm going to set it to pressure cook, and I just need to remind myself, what did I pressure cook it on? 25 last time I did it. Or did I do 20 last time? Right, so I'm going to hit pressure cook, and then I'm minusing. So I've gone to 5 minutes. So it shouldn't take too long. We will see. Again, this is quite experimental for me because I've never done it before. And let me just quickly grab my steam diverter before I forget to pop that on. There we go. And I will be back with the next stage once that is done. And I am back. So the pressure cooker has done its bit. Well, done its first bit. So it's just telling me that I need to cancel. There we go. So I've just taken the lid off. I'm just gonna pop it on there. It smells rather nice. And what I'm gonna do, because obviously there's quite a lot of liquid still in there, which is fine, because it means we get more soup, because I'm gonna blend it. I've got my Nutribullet, and I've got the biggest. So I've got one that's got like two sizes of blending cups, and I've got four soup / smoothie cups. They've got handles on, so I'm just going to use the regular one, the regular big one. And what I'm going to do is grab my ladle and going to get some of the big chunks, because what I want is, I don't want it to be completely smooth. I mean, you can if you want, but so I'm getting some of the big chunks, and I've got the cup. I don't know what you'd call it, cup, container, over the bowl, so if I do spill, it's going back into the bowl effectively. Now, I've just ordered a food processor because this is the bit that I don't like doing, because it takes the Nutribullet's fantastic, but when you're doing a big thing of soup, you do find that it takes you a few kind of times to get everything into the
the blender. So, right, I've not filled it quite to the top. And I'm just going to move it over here. Now, obviously, be really careful because the food in the pot is hot. I'm just going to put the lid on. Now, the good thing is, once I've got my food processor, this should be a lot easier, this bit. So I'm just going to... regular bowl. Again, this is why a food processor is going to be a lot easier because you can do it all in one bowl. I am going to empty that into, in fact, I'm just going to do a bit more. There we go. Right, so because this is hot, and what happens is when you blend something, it tends to, and I don't know why it does this, there's probably somebody who can scientifically tell you, kind of vacuums the lid to the top of the soup thing. So I'm just going to a towel just to loosen the top. Perfect. And so you probably could hear that suction letting go. So I'm just be careful taking that off, put that down there, and pour that into a bowl. That's really hot. So let me, because what we're going to do is we're going to tip all this back into the Instant Pot, because we're going to saute with the cream in a sec and the pepper. So let's grab our oops, without dropping everything all over the place. And I'm gonna grab my ladle again. That's more liquid than anything at the moment, so try and get some of the liquid off by just tilting a little bit. You should, yeah, that one's a bit more. Doesn't matter if you get some of the liquid in the blender. And this bit is the same whether you do it in an Instant Pot like I have, or if you're going to do it on the stovetop. You can obviously hand blend. You don't even need to blend if you don't want to. But I just think leek potato soup tastes so nice when it's blended with some cream. But it's always personal preference. I'm going to leave some of the little bits in the bottom. More liquid than anything at the minute. You can obviously use a slatted spoon, like a drainer spoon as well if you wanted to. So we've probably got more liquid than anything in this one, but again, it doesn't matter so much because we're going to put it all back in together. And I'm going to pop that on. Off there.
gonna tip the bowl back in first. That'd be the easiest.
And what it does with the, I think it's the, must be the potato starch, it actually thickens the soup quite nicely on its own as well. So, grab my towel again so I can get this off. There we go. And there we go. Perfect. So, I am going to grab the cream. That's what I'm going to do. The fridge. And then grab the pepper. I'm opening a new pepper by the looks of it. Oh no, no. That's fine. Right, so. Again, personal preference. I'm gonna add my pepper. And then I'm gonna add half a cup of cream. And then we're gonna saute and stir for about 5 minutes. You can always add a bit more cream if you want to. Right, let's pop this onto saute mode. I'll just grab another spoon. And if you listen to my previous recipe that I did say that I tend to use a lot of wooden spoons for stirring. I know some people use metal, but I tend not to use metal if I can help it. And actually with the Instant Pot, they do say don't use metal spoons because it's a non-stick device. So I've got it set on saute medium at the moment. I will only kind of have this on for a little while to get that all done. And then once it's thickened up nicely, that will be the soup completed. So nice easy recipe for a nice cool autumn day. It's quite chilly out there today, so definitely looking forward to having some of this. And I always would serve it with some bread. Not very good for the health, but just a dipping in that bread is just delightful. Anyway, hope you enjoy this if you make it. And I'm sure I will be back with more soups, especially when the new food processor arrives. Anyway, have a good day. Take care.